Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm excited about today's program because it's on the fire of God and a new wineskin that God is giving us in this hour. And we have Stacy Campbell with us, my good friend Stacy Campbell and prophetess to the body of Christ. And Stacy, you and I have been preaching this message for a while together without even knowing that we were both carrying it. In fact, we have a CD teaching with both of us on it called The Man of Fire. And that was interesting because when we made that CD set, we were preaching in an afternoon session, and you asked me, what are you preaching on? I said, the baptism with fire. You said, I'm preaching on the baptism with fire, and we didn't know. And so we actually both preached our messages, and they dovetailed so powerfully. It was just exciting.
It was incredible. I was shocked because many of the things that were in my spirit, you were carrying in your spirit. It was like almost the same message. It was
and, very you know, I hear prophets all over right now. Mm-hmm. They're prophesying this baptism with fire. There is a coming move of holiness. There is a coming move of the fire of God that is going to purge the body of the dross, of the sin, that is going to reveal the glorious bride of Christ.
Yeah, we are moving into a very different spiritual season. And this is what I want to sound the alarm on. I want to, blow the trumpet on this one because, you know, when we don't know that things are changing in the spirit, when we don't understand the spiritual times and seasons, Jesus talked to the Pharisees about that. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, you know how to analyze, you know, the weather. You can look at the clouds and say it's going to be a hot day, but you don't know how to analyze this present time. He called them hypocrites. Right. It's very, very serious. And as leaders in the body of Christ, we have to understand that Jesus himself is preparing the bride, making her more, increasingly more mature. And so the unction or the anointing from heaven that we had on the last season will not be the same as the new season.
It is going to be different. One of your very weighty prophecies that you've brought to the body is Eyes and Wings, but it's about building a container for the time. It's talking about a wineskin, a container that can hold what the Spirit is doing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God raises up prophets and prophetic voices to release a clear sound before he actually manifests what he's going to do in the earth so that people can get ready, can come into agreement with what he's going to do.
Right. So the first point is to discern the times. What is going on in the spirit? And we need to be really relevant with this because if we don't discern the times, we don't build the right wineskin. And we've been moving it from a global season of wine, if we were to call it that way. In fact, you know, decades ago, a great prophetic voice in the body of Christ, Bob Jones, had this word about three distinct seasons in the spirit that were coming that were global. They were substantiated by signs in the heavens, and you know, you can look at IHOP website for the details of that. But what he said, that there was a season of wine starting in 1994, then followed by a season of fire, which I believe we are on the cusp of right now, and then followed by a global season of wind. These are not wind. These are not like short seasons. Right. These are global seasons that will touch the whole body of Christ,
and
I believe,
shift
worldwide.
Everything. Like everything. The season of wine shifted everything. Worldwide, it shifted everything. Oh, and Bob Jones actually prophesied that 10 years previously, and he said in 10 years, because it was in 1984, right? And he said in 10 years, and sure enough, it was in 1994 in Toronto, the outpouring of the Spirit, the outpouring of wine came. Now, share with us a little bit, because you actually prophesied that move too before it came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually in Toronto in October of 1993. And it was, I was at the Toronto church, and there was just a small church, like a church of 250, and the leadership came. And we were, they wanted us to pray for them. So I bowed my eyes to pray, and suddenly I got hit, as it were, by a bolt of lightning from heaven. And I began to shake. I began to prophesy. I said, you are a father, John Arnott. You are a father. There is coming a move of the Spirit that will be so great that signs and wonders will be displayed. And the great danger of that hour will be to focus on the manifestations and forget that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I watched with my own eyes a church of 250 see 10,000 first-time conversions in the first 2 years. It jumped to Brownsville and see 100,000 first-time conversions in the first year. Heidi Baker go there and get filled with the Holy Spirit, drunk with the Holy Spirit, filled for 5 days, could hardly stand, go to the poorest nation on earth and start a movement of 20,000 churches and a Back to Jerusalem movement. And I could go on and on and on. It went to Holy Trinity Brompton. It went around the world in so short a time.
Everywhere where people had gathered in Toronto, when they went back or wherever they went, it would just break out there supernaturally. It was a sovereign visitation of the
Incredible.
Lord with the outpouring of wine. Mm-hmm. Now, the outpouring of wine was interesting because it was marked by what we call drunkenness in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and laughter.
People were laughing and rolling on the floors, and they had uncontrollable laughter, even in the midst of meetings where people thought that it was out of order, but actually it was in God's order.
Yeah, just like Acts 2, Peter had to say, hey, these people aren't drunk like you think, but they're filled with the Holy Spirit, because they actually looked drunk. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they looked like they were drunk. But it was an answer to Acts 1:8, go wait till you receive power to be my witness. And when the power came, it looked like the filling of wine. They looked like they were drunk, but 3,000 were saved in a day. It was a sovereign move, and it spread throughout Jerusalem, throughout Antioch, all the region of the whole known world at the time, because they received power to be a witness.
Right.
But the season changed.
And so often when the Lord moves, we do not discern Him even when it's Him moving. Like in that move, most of the body of Christ resisted that move. Yeah. Most of the body of Christ did. Mm-hmm. And yet it's very clear that the fruit of that movement, like you can look back in 1994 and the years that followed and see the shift into signs and wonders, miracles. There's been more miracles
Amazing.
In this last 20 years than probably any time in all of church history combined. Mm-hmm. And the harvest is great all over the world. A massive, massive outpouring of harvest in the Middle East and communist nations, and the underground church exploded during that time. I mean, you can just look at the fruit and see the change that took place through that season of wine.
Absolutely. But as Bob Jones said, that wine would turn to fire. And I feel like that's where we are at right now. And it's important, because the wineskin that you build for wine is different than the wineskin that you will build for fire. You need to build a wineskin that can take heat. And I kind of view it as not a just this thing. I view it as a deepening into the presence of God.
Yes.
Like Ezekiel's image, where he started at the ankles. But then he went deeper to the thighs. Then he went up to the chest. And it's like the Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And so you want to know him in the power of his resurrection, not as head knowledge. Yes, Jesus does this. But really experience him. Know him in the power of his resurrection. And then move on into the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformed to his death. To me, that is a progression in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's a maturation in the Spirit, starting at the ankles, moving deeper into the knowledge of who he is.
Amen. Now, it's historically proven that the previous move will oftentimes persecute the next move.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the wineskin looks so different. In the season of wine, there's a lot of emphasis on the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy
Father's
of God,
heart.
The kindness of God, the Father's heart, the laughter of God, the presence of His goodness in His living room, sort of thing. Now, none of that is actually going to be lost when we move into the fire. It's like you say, you just go into the deeper realms. But it is going to look differently, because He's going to manifest different parts of His being. So we have to be very careful that when we see this new outbreak of the Spirit, that we do not persecute, that we do not say that's not of God, because many people made that mistake in the movement of wine. Mm-hmm. So what would you have to say about that?
Peter says that we're to add to our faith. It's not we're going to take anything from the love of God or the Father. That's so fully who God is, but that's not the whole of who God is. And the problem, why moves begin to persecute the next one, is because oftentimes we have such a deep revelation of one aspect of God that when another aspect of God Himself is being unveiled or revealed, it feels like it's taking away from this one. And so we say, no, it can't be. But if we would add to our faith without losing this, but go deeper, we would say, oh yes, God is Father. God is love. God is full of grace. But God is, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is holy, holy, holy. Our God is the judge of all the earth, who will do what is right. This is also who our God is, and we need to add a deeper understanding of His nature in our daily lives.
Amen. In Hebrews 12, he actually says, the writer of Hebrews says, that everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, not only in the earth, but the heavens also.
Right.
So we're in for a shaking such as the world has never known. And it talks about this reverential posture that we need before God, because He is a consuming fire.
And I feel that, you know, when we really, really understand who God is, we will know that He is always Savior. He is always love. He is always holy. And so when He's shaking things, this is one of the promises of God, and they're all yes and amen, that I will shake everything that can be shaken, so that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. There's a redemptive purpose in the shaking of nations, the shaking of economies, the shaking of everything temporal. There is a redemptive purpose in it, because it goes on to say, we've received a kingdom that can't be shaken. So when we live inside of that kingdom and we're not trusting in mammon, we're not trusting in governments, we're not trusting in humans, but our full trust is in God, the consuming fire that is fully jealous, that wants all of you and all of me, and wants to burn us up with that fire of jealousy of the Song of Solomon 8:6, that there's an undivided love inside of our hearts, that we don't love father or mother or son or daughter or mammon or anything of the earth more than Him. That jealous God is going after it all, but it's for a redemptive purpose, so that we can become mature like Him and ready to be one with Him at the wedding supper of the Lamb.
And I honestly feel like we need this so much, because like, you know, I mean, I love the body and I love the people of God, but there is so much licentiousness, there is so much you know, just sloppiness in faith and conduct. But the fire, it's going to realign us. It's going to, through His love and the visitation of the fire, it's going to burn up all the junk, all the dross, all the stuff that isn't a part of His nature. It's going to get burned up. And because He is so good, it's not going to be a bad thing.
No.
It's going to be a good thing, because God is good and everything He does is good. But there is the fullness of God, there's the kindness of God, and there's the severity of God.
Right.
But it's all good.
Right. I don't know if you've ever have been burnt by the fire of God. I mean, it's a very clean burn, but it hurts. There's a sting, as it were, in our spirits that brings us back into alignment with Him. And that's what I want to say, that it's not that there's no kind of holy burn in the fire of God. It will burn off the things that need to go. And sometimes there's a bit of I don't want to call it pain, because that brings negative connotations, but there is a bit of
there's definitely an acknowledgement.
And what that is, it's to align the inside of us, because God looks at the heart. He looks from the inside out, not the outside in. Now, people can be saying, oh, that person's amazing, that person's awesome, that person's gifted, that person's powerful, that person, but God's looking way beyond what's on the outside, and He's looking, hey, but you know, there's a bit of pride there, a bit of envy, a bit of greed, you know, those kinds of things. And that's what He's really after.
And He's going to purify that in us and for us.
Praise
because
the Lord.
He loves us so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Experience the healing, cleansing power of the fire of God. For a donation of $25 or more, we'll send you Patricia King and Stacey Campbell's 2-CD teaching, Man of Fire. Donate today, and we'll also send you Patricia's prayer and declaration CD, Soak in the Holy Fire. Call 866-980-5464. Mention television offer 306. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Donate today.
Stacey, I want to take a look at Malachi 3 for a moment, because it says, "Behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple." It's like in the outpouring of wine, it came suddenly without any, like, no one was ready for it. No one knew it was going to come like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't know really what to expect. There had been prophetic words that God was going to move, but, you know, mm-hmm. the timing and what it was going to look like wasn't known. I think this movement of fire is going to come like that too. Suddenly, he's going to come to his temple. We are the temple. "And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? Mm-hmm. And who can stand when he appear?" So this man of fire is going to appear. It's not just a movement. He is going to be in the midst of it. "For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi," which is, I believe, New Testament priesthood today, "refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God really wants a people that look like him. You know, he is righteous. It's so important that we understand who God is. Sometimes when we're the recipients of mercy, we love that mercy. We bask in that mercy. But and he is merciful, so it causes us to be merciful to one another. But he's so righteous. And it says those in Malachi 3, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. That like it's we need to talk to one another about this in the fear of the Lord, so that this book of remembrance is written. "They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him." So again, you will distinguish between the righteous and the wicked. There is a distinguishing hour in this season, and there will be a great distinguishing between the righteous and the wicked. Now, this interestingly was written to the nation of Israel, to the Israelites. Even within Israel, they were distinguishing between the righteous and the wicked. I believe in a similar vein, it's in the church to distinguish between the righteous and the wicked. There's a plumb line being dropped now. There is a fire coming, and it will separate, it will winnow, it will clear the threshing floor.
And Jesus himself said, he said, "I am coming with fire to the earth."
Yes.
And he said, "I wish it were already kindled." But he very clearly says that that fire is actually even going to separate
close
households,
family relationships. And
I think that we need to determine now that we want him.
Yeah.
Determine now that I want to live righteously. I don't want to get away with anything.
No.
I don't want to have any slop in my life. I don't want it. I want the grace of God to perfect in me the nature of God, and so that I can give him glory, so that I can give him what he deserves. And it says right in Malachi that when that refiner's fire comes, we'll be able to present the Lord offerings in righteousness. And that's the offering of our gifts, our talents, our ministries. It'll be in righteousness then. Mm-hmm.
And what I believe this move will do, it will bring a great shift from the eyes of men on men to the eyes of man on God. It will be like a theocentric shift. Instead of it being about the people, we're going to understand more of God's nature. The revelation of Jesus himself, of God himself, is going to come to the body of Christ at levels we've never seen him. We're going to go deeper. We're going to understand more of God. And it's going to be a beautiful thing that will ultimately increase intimacy, oneness, communion with God and with one another. At the end of it, even if the beginning is a separation.
Right. Amen. Well, also, it says in the scripture in Malachi 4 that this fire is also going to go out into the world. So it's not only going to be for the body. Yeah. He says, "The day is coming burning like a furnace." So there's an actual day, an appointed day in the history of man, when this burning like a furnace is going to come. Mm-hmm. And it says, "And all the arrogant and every evil doer will be chaff.
Wow, I don't want to be in that group.
I want to deal with my arrogance now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's anything in me that is like evil doing, I want it dealt with now.
Yeah.
Because it says there'll be chaff, and the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But when you look at this in a positive way, mm-hmm. I think of like cancer, for example, is an mm-hmm. evildoer.
Right.
Right? So this fire is going to consume that too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Parkinson's is an evildoer. Mm-hmm. AIDS is an evildoer, you know. And so a fire is going to go to those things, leaving no root nor branch as well. In fact, he even says, for you who fear my name, mm-hmm. the sun of righteousness, which is a big ball of fire,
yeah.
the fire of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Mm-hmm. So when the fire comes, there's going to be a massive move of healing mm-hmm. that comes with it.
Totally. Totally. I feel like we're already starting to see them. Some of the great signs and wonders. I mean, I am somewhat regularly hearing of resurrections, even on CNN. You know, reading reports, doctors' reports, it's starting to, these greater works are increasing in our day and age. But as the greater works come, so will the plumb line that goes with the greater works, the greater holiness, the greater character, the greater fruit.
I have a sense that, you know, if we prepare ourselves now, the fire is actually going to be just a delightful thing. It's actually going to be something that we'll embrace, that we'll enjoy, that we'll speak yeah. well of, that yeah. it'll be like, wow. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were set apart for God. They didn't, you know, bow to the Babylonian ways. They walked uprightly before
right.
God. They were thrown into a fiery furnace by the
didn't
adversaries because of their stand for mm-hmm. God. But when they were in that fire, they were actually loosed. They were walking around free in the fire.
Exactly.
And in fact, Jesus showed up in the fire with them.
Yeah.
And when they came out, there was not even a smell of fire. Mm-hmm. It was just this amazing testimony that we mm-hmm. all delight in to this very day. And so it was such a great thing. And I dream about like this dance with the man of fire,
wow.
you know, with this embracing the man of fire, because the fire also speaks of his love.
Uh-huh.
And that love fire is just going to, you know, perfect in us what concerns us. But I think a lot of it has to do is choosing now.
Yeah. You see, I think one of the great dignities that God has given to you and to me is the ability to judge ourselves. Oh, that we would judge ourselves, that we would not be judged. Oh, that we would exhort one another daily, lest we fall into the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, that we would do those New Testament principles where we willingly, voluntarily bring ourselves before the Lord, take communion, meditate on the power of the blood and the power of the body of Christ, you know, to cleanse us from all sin. If we would do that voluntarily now, I mean, that's such a great dignity that
Come
God
on.
Has given to his bride, that we do it ourselves, not waiting till we get judged or some extraneous thing, but where we just bring ourselves before that, then God himself will give us an ever-increasing grace, and we will be able to walk in measures of holiness with power
Amen.
that model who he is.
Amen. You know, it's easy to throw yourself on the rock. It's a
yeah.
lot harder to have the rock fall on you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and
true.
And we're in this season of grace right now with this amazing invitation.
It's an invitation
to draw close to the Lord and to just invite him, Lord, perfect those things that concern me.
Mm-hmm.
Even our works, it says in mm-hmm. Corinthians that mm-hmm. our works will be tested by fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm saying, okay, Lord, burn up anything that can burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Let it burn. Let mm-hmm. it let it just go to fire, and let mm-hmm. only what is of you remain.
Yeah, totally.
And if we want that, that's what we're going to have. You know, I just feel actually that God wants to release the fire over you. We've been having actually like fire parties in a way, because
mm-hmm.
as we talk about the fire, we get this buildup of faith on
mm-hmm.
the inside of us, and then we start ministering the fire, and people are actually feeling fire
yeah.
come into them. They actually will feel the heat, and whole groups of people have fallen out. We had Joshua Mills in not long ago, and he started ministering the fire, and it's like, wow, people were just getting burned up,
mm-hmm.
almost like electrocuted with lightnings and that as
mm-hmm.
well. And God's doing something great, so I just want to minister that fire to you right now. now, that if you want the fire, get yourself postured and say, yes, Lord, I want the fire, because he's giving you that invitation. And so here it is, Lord, I loose that fire to our viewers right now to burn up in them everything that they want burned up that is not of you. Lord God, burn up that dross in them. Give them the desires of their heart in Jesus' name. And so just let that fire, in fact, I don't know if it's the studio lights or whatever, but I'm feeling a big burn right now. But anyways, be blessed by that. And continue to ask for that in your own personal prayer time too, because God wants to give you that fire. Now, I want to thank you, all of you who have helped support this program. We actually need your partnership in media outreach. We reach millions of people every single week worldwide because of you. Because of your faithfulness. You know, many of you watch this program either on the internet or on television every week or every time you get the email, and you enjoy these programs. Can I ask you to faithfully sow and help us continue? We were reaching people in the Middle East and communist nations and in places where we would never be able to get to, and it's because of your faithfulness. So for your gift of $25 or more, because of this program, if you call in with this special TV offer, I'm going to give you my new soaking CD. It's called Soak in Holy Fire. It's got worship in the background, but it's decrees and prayers and just soaking words for the fire of God that you can just drink it in and get saturated in His goodness. And then also, the two CD set, The Man of Fire, taught by Stacy Campbell and myself, to build yourself up in this word. Do you know that when you preach the word, God confirms with signs following? When you sit under the word of God, under his scripture, under his truth, he will confirm that. As it goes inside of you, he will confirm that with signs following. So for every gift of $25 or more, my thank you to you is this set, The Man of Fire, and my new soaking CD, Soak in Holy Fire. You get both of those as a gift from me for your faithfulness in giving. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. My prayer for you is that you will delight in the fire of God and in the goodness of that fire all the days of your life. And above all, remember this, that he loves you with an everlasting love. He really does, and so do we.
Experience the healing, cleansing power of the fire of God. For a donation of $25 or more, we'll send you Patricia King and Stacy Campbell's 2-CD teaching, Man of Fire. Donate today, and we'll also send you Patricia's prayer and declaration CD, Soak in the Holy Fire. Call 866-980-5464. Mention television offer 306. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Donate today.